Hello, hello, everyone. Blessings, blessings, blessings to you. Hope you're having a wonderful start to your day, or perhaps it's the middle of your day or into your day whenever you're listening to this audio. I'm so, so grateful to be with you. How are you being today? Right? We are human beings, not human doings. I love saying that because that has been one of the greatest teachings that I have ever come across, and that simple way of stating it. And, you know, this idea of just being as we are, that is enough, right? And not this like have to do something and become something and try to look good or appear to be good or do the right thing all the time and, you know, do something finally to receive the praise and the acknowledgements and the love and to feel finally seen in this life. And we don't realize how much we're doing to get that. And where is that truly coming from, right? Let's all take a deep breath right here. Letting go on the out breath. You might already notice that your energy is starting to stir because of this, right? Maybe you're starting to notice your life, feeling into your life right now, taking a moment to observe yourself in your life. How much are you doing to try to receive acknowledgement and praise? Because at the end of the day, you're having a challenge giving it to yourself, right? Self-love, self-care, self-nurturing, self-compassion, just self-love. Yeah. That just wraps it all up in a big umbrella, doesn't it? All of it. And so, the way that most of us have been doing it up until this point, due to usually our parental modeling, we have been trying to become something for someone else. Right? Sometimes it's for our parents, maybe it was for our partner, maybe it was for a work partner. Maybe in a friendship, you started to shape shift yourself to kind of match with the resonance of that friendship. And that's something I want to talk about a little more deeper today, how we sometimes shape shift ourselves to match the resonance with someone else in our life so that we can feel, like I was saying before, this needy energy, this kind of pushing resistant energy, the needy self, which is a part of the ego itself, this needy safety seeking mechanism, which is the ego, constantly trying to get needs met from a needy perspective, right? So this need to be acknowledged, this need to be seen, this need to be receive praise, and this confusion, this trap that we're inside of, that we can't get that and receive that by simply just being, right? It needs to come from what we're doing. And this can play out in every area of your life more than you know. So taking that moment right now just to reflect on that in your own life, how much doingness is going on rather than beingness? 1 to 10, 10 being a lot on the spectrum of how much doingness you feel like you're doing as a whole versus beingness. 10 being a lot, 1 being really low. What's your number? Good. Thank you for your honesty with yourself. I want to remind you of something very powerful and important with a message that's coming through. We cannot transform or change anything about ourselves that we cannot see. So choosing to see it is the first step, which is a major step, which is part of the biggest part of this journey to heal it, is to see it. So your number you just gave, is it your honest answer? Or could there be some work to do in this department? If you were around a 7, 8, or 9, congratulations. You're on your way to becoming more in a state of just being and being okay with who you are as you are, rather than the trying energy, which is really kind of a pushing energy, which leads into what I was talking about, the needy self. If you're a 5, you know, half the time you're doing it, half the time you're not. And if you're below a 5, we got some work to do, right? And that's okay, because listen, you want to know that you have work to do so that you can work on it. If you decide to pretend like there's no work to do, how are you going to work on it? And if you're starting from ground zero right now, then congratulations, you're starting. That's what's exciting about this journey of healing. We start where we start. And until we start, we don't start. And as soon as we do, things start to change. Things start to transform. And yes, sometimes when we go into these uncomfortable spots within ourselves, these crevices, this old unresolved material, it can feel a little scary or unsettling. I say that's like going into the fire. And we always come out of the fire different and changed and transformed. You don't come out of the fire the same. You do evolve, you do grow. But it does take bravery to go into the fire, right? So going into the fire right now, around this idea of stepping into more beingness. Okay, taking that deep breath. In a moment here, I'm going to move us into a prayer to help remove any obstacles around you stepping into your full-on beingness in this life. Letting go of all the doing energy as much as possible. Just lessening it greatly, right? And so in that respect, let's think about maybe for you, where did you possibly pick up this need to receive acknowledgement, praise, or love in this life? This need for it by getting it from others and getting it through what you're doing. Where might you have picked that up? Was it from a family member? Was it from a friendship? Did you see both your parents doing it? Maybe you saw one parent doing it. Where'd you pick it up? Now, instead of judging yourself for this or noticing something that might be new for you, that might still be going on, something you've been even working on for a while, can you just relax into the knowingness that right now you're working with it again or working with it the first time, and that is okay. You are where you are at. It is very powerful to have understanding of where it might have come from. So that way you can transform it and just have more compassion for yourself. Like, oh, okay, I get it. No wonder this has been happening. I picked it up from over here or from over there. Maybe you found it in the media. You saw it in the magazines. It appears that everybody is doing good stuff, looking good, doing good. It looks happier, right? Some kind of message you got, some sort of belief that you picked up along the way. And that's what we do, right? We formulate these beliefs, some of them very irrational and limiting. We pick them up from our environment. So we need to rewire our belief system, yes? To update our belief system to the highest ability of our highest ability, to the truth of what's true, so that you can set yourself free from these limiting beliefs. So perhaps you have a belief inside you that unless you're doing something productive, you aren't worthy. Or how about this one? Unless you are successful, then you can't be happy with what you're doing in this world. These are just a couple of them. If you are not doing, then you're being lazy. There's another one. Woo. Does anyone have that one going on? If I'm not doing something consistently, I'm lazy. You know, I had someone very special in my life, early in life. This is not going to be a pleasant thing to hear, but it was said to me and by someone very important. If you're not being productive in this world, then you're taking up space on this planet. So you can imagine at a young age when I heard that, I just ran with it. I was like, wow, holy moly, I'm going to take up space. And then basically I just feel like I'd just be rid of, right? I was so young. I just didn't understand what she was saying. And I just felt for sure I'm just going to be wiped off the planet. I got to get productive every day. So I'd wake up every morning feeling anxious and feel anxiety about my day. I didn't wake up feeling settled or at ease. I woke up feeling like, okay, I have a list. I need to be productive. Oh my gosh, that went on for years. So if I can rewire this, you can rewire this. I don't wake up anxious anymore. I don't wake up feeling anxiety. I actually wake up pretty at ease. It's nice. It's really nice. I do have things to do, such as help my kids get ready for school or get them breakfast. Right? To do my spiritual practice. But these are things that I look forward to doing from there, from moment to moment, from there is moment to moment. I'm not already ahead of myself, thinking about the rest of my day, like the moment I wake up. Thank God for our phones, right? There's these wonderful calendars we have. We don't have to try to remember all that anymore. Back in the day, man, we tried to store all that in our minds. We are not human computers to store that type of information. We are meant to store only what's in our highest and greatest. I promise you, dates and times and phone numbers, not necessary and certainly not beneficial to store. So bless our phones for that reason. So thank you so much for hearing this. So what we want to do, again, if you're finding yourself doing, rather than being, then can you just have so much compassion for yourself right now? Literally, I want you to close your eyes, put your hands over your heart, and say your name out loud, and I'll practice it with you. Reagan, I know that you have been trying and doing so much in this life to receive praise. Repeat my words, saying your own name. Acknowledgement. Love. To feel seen, to feel heard. And I am so sorry, for I know that that has been a painful journey. Because sometimes it's available and sometimes it's not. And even when it is available, it's temporary, the sensation it gives you. Right? It's temporary. Because the deeper wound, the deeper healing is inside. It doesn't come from outside. So take a deep breath. So I have so much compassion for you. Repeating these words. I love you. Just as you are. You don't have to do anything to receive my love. Take a deep breath. Good. Taking a moment now just to feel whatever you feel based on that little practice that we just did together. Just noticing your feelings. Do you feel calm? Do you feel some energy stirring, some sadness, anger, resentment? Just allowing that feeling to come. You might even recognize what the feeling is, letting it rise. And just letting the feeling know, I see you. I feel you. And I hear you. I'm right here with you. That's what the feeling wants, just the opportunity to be heard and to come up and out rather than just to push it down and resist it. That's what helps it move, right? The energy move within the feeling. These feelings that we have are temporary. They're not who we are. Good. So I'd like you to take all your attention and all your awareness now into your heart, please. Into your sacred heart. Connecting your hands to your heart, feeling the energy of your heart now. Sitting in your heart, feeling your heart. Good. Allowing yourself to just feel what you feel here as you connect to your heart. Doing your very best now to reside here in your heart space during the entirety of what we're moving into next, which is the prayer that is being divinely channeled for you today. If you're on this audio, it's because you were meant to be on this audio. This was divinely meant for you to experience this. Okay? Good. Taking a deep breath. Moving into prayer. Please just listen and let every word move through your heart space. So I thank you, I thank you, I thank you so very much, Mother, Father, God, Goddess, for this beautiful, divine, blessed day. For in this day, right now, here in this space and place, it is true that the present moment is happening, and in this moment, there's nothing we need to do, there's nothing we need to appear as, there's nowhere we need to be. We just, as we are already unique and divine expressions of God. It is true that everything we seek, everything we desire, it is already within us. All the love, the joy, the beauty, the bliss, the faith, the compassion, the gratitude, the abundance, It's all there. And I know, Mother, Father, God, Goddess, that sometimes I forget this. And I have been trying and doing so much to access this from others. Right? Like, if I could just do enough, be enough, then finally I'll find this love, this maybe some appreciation or acknowledgement. All these wonderful things that are available already inside me. I've been trying to get it outside of me, thinking that finally I'm going to feel it from someone that is just pouring it on me enough because of something I've done, and that I will feel this love that I've been seeking, this appreciation, acknowledgement, to feel seen, to feel heard. And I realize, Mother, Father, God, Goddess, I've been confused. I don't need to try to do anything to receive love. The love I seek, it truly is within me. It's within me. It's within my soul. It's within my soul. There is no lack. There is no limitation. The only thing standing in the way of me remembering this truth is myself. And I ask you, Mother, Father, God, help me have courage to get out of my own way and step into the truth of my being more and more, and step into my beingness, to simply just be as I am, and let that be more than enough, to be as I am, to love myself as I am right now. I don't have to wait for it to get it from somebody else. I don't have to try to do more to receive this love. I already can receive this love, most importantly, from myself. Right now, I say yes to this. I say yes to this. Please, I ask you for any kind of courage or encouragement as I walk forward that I may need to remember this consistently in my life. I say yes to your help, Mother, Father, God, Goddess, I say yes. Thank you so much. And with these words, I say, and so it is. Taking a deep and slow breath. Once more. Well, thank you so much for joining me on this audio today. Such an honor and just a pure joy for me to share with you. And I hope this was helpful for you, and I will speak with you another time. Many blessings. Have a wonderful rest of your day. Okay.